It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we are talking to Clark this morning. Good morning, Clark.
Hey, what's up?
This is an interesting second date update because do I have it right that there was never actually a first date?
We haven't actually gone on the first date, but we've made the plans to.
Okay, all right. So explain what the hell's going on here.
Yeah, all right. So I met this girl online. Her name's Veda, let's say it. And she, we clicked, we had all the same interests. And we, after like 2 weeks, like we started like chatting and like we've been messaging and stuff. And we were decided we're going to go on a date together. And, you know, we were just coming up with different ideas and we made a plan and then she just completely vanished.
So she ghosted you before the date even happened.
Yeah, but for no reason. Like, we chatted forever. Like, I feel like she's a wonderful person. We've got so much in common. Okay. And then just nothing.
All right, well, it's the first date update. And we have Veda on the phone. We're going to talk to her. You'll be able to hear our conversation. And then we're going to conference you guys together. We're going to find out the truth and see if we can negotiate, I guess, in this case, a first date. So, Clark, I'm going to put you on hold, picking up Veda. Good morning, Veda.
Good morning.
Clark, who you matched with online and apparently had plans to go on a first date with, is listening into this conversation because he wants to know why you never got a first date, even though hardcore plans, he said, had been laid out. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great.
And it sounds like there was a lot of back and forth communication and like you guys were kind of becoming a part of each other's every day.
Basically, I caught a lot of red flags. Okay. I caught some red flags.
Okay.
I was just super creeped out by the first date suggestion.
Oh, God.
What was it?
He just jumped straight to like, hey, do you want to go for a hike? And, you know, I immediately was thinking to myself, well, I don't know you. So do I want to go to the woods with a stranger, a man, nonetheless?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Not for a first date. That's not something I want to do. I don't feel comfortable doing that. It just gave me the ick and I had to back away. It was giving very true crime setup vibes.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's get Clark back on. Clark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let's just squash this right now. Were you ever planning to murder Veda?
Right. Did you want to lure her into the woods?
No. Oh my God. No. We both have the same mutual likes. Like it says on your profile that you like hiking and I really do too. I thought that would be something that you wanted. I'm sorry.
I mean, Clark, yeah, I like hiking, but I don't like hiking with strange men. You know, by ourselves. It's just not my scene.
Here's the other thing that I can understand why you just sort of like vanished. Many men don't take it well when you say to them, I don't feel comfortable doing this thing with you, because their response is like, but I'm a nice guy. Why are you, you know, and it becomes
which is another red flag.
I'm a nice guy.
Well, I know you are. Or that's like, I wouldn't do it. Like, and I'm sure you are a nice guy. And but every guy is going to say, but I'm a nice guy, and get offended by it.
Look, no. Oh, my God. I totally understand. I didn't mean to make it sound that way.
Clark, I think you're a very nice person. I just going off of what we're talking about right now. I am a guy, though, and I think that you and I sometimes, and it's not our fault. I'm going to say that it's not necessarily our fault. But what is our fault is if we don't learn from it when situations like this come up, that we look at it from our male privilege and things that don't bother us or things that don't make
you
us feel scared
consider.
Doesn't even occur to us.
Right.
Yeah. So
go
like,
off, King.
Veda, can we get you to go on a first date with Clark?
In a public setting?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay. So that being said, let's not even talk about those other icks. Let's not even bring them up, okay?
Right.
New start, new you.
Listen, everybody will find some icks at each other. That's just
right.
That's just life.
And can I ask you ladies a question?
Sure.
So the hiking thing makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Do you have the same fears about going to a guy's apartment or house for the first time?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Do.
When you feel...
How long did it take you to go see your husband's place?
He moved in without me ever going to his place.
He moved into your house?
Yeah.
Okay. Veda, how about you? How long have you waited in the past before you've gone over to a guy's place?
Sometimes it's been 2 or 3 dates. Sometimes it's been 2 or 3 months. So It just depends.
Listen, we're guys. We need rules, okay?
I'm sorry. You don't get them.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Enjoy your first date. It is the first date on the second date update on the Wake Up Call. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered 1 story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.